It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Next delivery is hit towards left field, and Nootbaar moves over, makes the play, and this game has come to an end. Ryan Helsley closes it out in the bottom of the 12th. Big offense for the Cardinals in the top half, and the Redbirds pull it out 7-4 to even the series here in Milwaukee, and they'll go for the series win tomorrow.
Wow, what a game that was. We're joined by Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Ollie, good morning. What a win.
Morning. How we doing?
Doing great. I'll tell you what, if anybody thought the Cardinals were supposed to throw in the towel, nobody told them. I mean, you guys are playing with your hair on fire. That was an unbelievable game last night in Milwaukee.
It really was, and I'm proud of our guys for exactly that. Man, we've committed to playing hard to the end. Regardless of what happens, we're going to lose some, we're going to win some, but we're going to take our best shot, man. These guys are playing with some fire to them. They're not going to give in. Yesterday was a really, really good win, man. There's some toughness to it. Our pen, what Matt's did. I mean, Siani was – I love that guy. It's just incredible the way he plays. That ball slips out of his glove. He comes up clutch at the plate. But just overall, man, guys did an amazing job.
Yeah, let's start there. Siani, who was injured, comes back, joins you in Milwaukee. You just mentioned the play. So he makes the catch in the outfield, it appears, and so much so that the Cardinals actually challenge it. As it turns out, the ball's got to stay in the glove, and it did not. At the very end, it pops out. And then, you know, that's something you would think about, Ollie, like all night, like what could have been, unless you're Michael Siani, who gets up there and knocks in two with a hit and ends up walking away with a 7-4 win.
No doubt. And then even the stolen base right after, he gets a third, Brooklyn drives him in. It's just there's a nonstop competitive edge to the way the guys are playing right now. And it's fun to watch, man. You look at the series against L.A. and then Milwaukee, and then you split with San Diego, who's playing really well. You go to New York, that's a really tough team, and you take 2 of 3 there. And now we have a chance to do the same here. So I like the style of play, and we're going to continue it.
So many things to talk about in this game. Ryan Helsley goes 2 innings to finish it off for you. Matthew Liberatore, take me to the decision to go with him in the 9th. You come back in the 10th with him and the confidence that you have in him handling these situations.
Yeah, he's been tough. The bigger the situation, the more he wants it, and he just lives up. I mean, he lives for it. He really does, man. You look at his stuff, and it's been really good against lefties, and he's continuing to do a nice job against righties. So you're starting to trust him regardless of lane, and that wasn't an easy lane for him yesterday, but he goes out and he does an incredible job. He's pitching through traffic, gets that play at the plate, and that's a tough – I mean, what he did yesterday is difficult to do, man. So I'm proud of him because of the growth that we're continuing to see. So yesterday was an awesome job.
It really was. And then Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, here he goes. He's starting to light it up. He hits the home run yesterday, tying, Joe DiMaggio for 361 home runs on the all-time list. But more than that, he has found his stroke again. What are you seeing there?
Exactly that. Whenever Paul's hitting the ball to right center field and staying on it, then he can do whatever he wants with the bat. And we're continuing to see him do that well, man. He's letting the ball get deep. He's driving it to right center. The home run he hit yesterday was, I mean, a monster home run. But, yeah, he's just handling the barrel, and it's been fun to watch out of late.
You had Steven Matz start for you, and then a parade of relievers after his 4 2/3. Fernandez, Romero, Kittredge, Liberatore, Helsley, everybody deserves credit there for posting zeros, and you get the victory 7-4. There's so much going on in that game. I do want to look, though, ahead at what you have next, because, you know, you wake up this morning, you got a big game again, and Sonny Gray takes the ball for you. I know there's a lot of confidence in him, even though he really, the numbers are, they get your attention, what he's done at home versus on the road.
Yeah, that's fair, and I know what you're speaking of, but let me just go back to Matt's for 1 second, because he did a nice job. He really did. You look at the 4 2/3, you wish he would have gone deeper, less guys out of the pen, but he's only gone up to 84, 85 pitches. We were going to keep him to about that 85, 90 max going into yesterday. The top of the lineup, and Cherio already flipped him for the homer, so you go to Fernandez there, but 7 punch outs and his stuff looked good, man. So credit to him coming back from injury. But to your point, yeah, Sonny, home and roads that have been different, and it's something that he's aware of, something we're aware of. But I'll tell you what, man, I want him on the mound. I don't care if we're here in Milwaukee or at home. This is a guy that's super competitive, knows the opposition. He's going to give you his best shot. So it'll be a good matchup tonight.
And a deserved day off approaching tomorrow before you play one more game today and try to take this series from the Brewers. And then a final thing. I mean, we mentioned it in the beginning. You're 5.5 out in the wild card, but it is one game today. What is the messaging as we close here, Ollie, to your team, knowing, of course, the situation that you're in and the hill you have to climb?
You just said it. The message for the last couple of weeks has been very simple: stay present on today. That's all we can control. When you start looking at, man, how do we start to inch back into this? It has to be one game at a time. And you look at Palante, you look at Libby, you look at our stars, you look at the grittiness of our at-bats, man. Guys are focused on this very next pitch. How do I win this next pitch? If something bad happens, an error, punch out, leave a man in scoring position, the next guy's thinking, how do I win this next pitch? And you look up after 9, and you're either good enough or you're not. And as of late, we've been good enough. So we got to continue that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.